If talking about the distance from one place to another, I ask you where something is, you say, oh, it's not far, it's just a
short way.
All right, and if it's a considerable distance, you might say it's a...
Right, smart piece.
Okay, all right.
Is that the slang you mean?
Yeah, that's fine, that's fine. How do you, that expression, right smart, do you use that for, what other kinds of, now you mentioned it,
applies to anything, yeah. It seems. Oh.
You talk about people calling up, seeking money from you on the telephone. You said that was right smart, that they do that right smart. They do it often. I mean, would you say, for example, and I said, does he come in here very often? Would you ever say he comes in here right
often.
Smart?
Right.
Yeah, would you ever say he comes in here right smart with that?
Right smart.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty often.
Okay.
That'd mean often.
Okay, good. So that really...
You ever hear that term?
Yeah, I have, but I didn't... I still am not really sure, you know, how... you know, exactly how it's used, if it's used for...
No, in America, I don't guess they teach that in college, do they?
No. But
that's our slangy term here in the South, is that right?
Sure, well, that's a good one. If something isn't difficult to find, you know, you'd say, oh, that's not hard to find. You can find that just about?
Anywhere.
All right. And a boy's walking along and he suddenly falls this way, you'd say he fell...
Backward.
If he fell this way, you'd say he fell...
Forward.
All right. And if someone comes in to buy something, wants to buy something from you, and you're out of them, you might say...
We're temporarily out.
All right.
If it's something we handle.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the expression narrow one or nary one?
Nary one?
Yeah.
I have said it.
Uh-huh. How would you use that?
That's correct.
Oh, that's, how would you use it, though, in a...
Well, I'd say we're temporarily out, out of it, for customers to ask me, you know, if we handle it ordinarily, but we'll have it soon.
If you said, I ask you, did he give you any, and you say, no, he didn't give me, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Give me.
Would be my answer to him.
Yeah, but if you said give me, if you're going to put the whole thing together, you'd say, no, he didn't give me.
Any, you can.
All right. And if someone broke something of yours and you're telling them that's all right, I didn't like that.
I'd say forget it. Because I didn't charge him any.
Yeah, because I didn't like it. I didn't like that. Would you say something like... I didn't like that, no way, I didn't like that at all, I didn't like that anyhow, something like that.
Well, if you broke something.
Yeah. Now that's all right, I didn't like
it. I'd just say that's all right and forget it or something like that, if I didn't intend to do nothing about it, charge nothing or charge or anything.
Okay.
If I didn't intend to, I'd say
fine.
Just forget
it. If you're talking about wheat, you say, we raised a big what of wheat this year, a big...
Crop.
All right. And if you planted clover or grass or something or hay and you cut it once and then it came up again, you'd call that a what?
Second crop.
All right. And what do you call a crop that you didn't plant that comes up anyway?
Wow. Cool.
All right. Do you ever call it anything else?
Has it?
Is there another? You call it wild, but did you ever use the term volunteer?
Yeah.
How is that? Is that different from wild?
No. No, not necessarily. It'd be wild. It'd just come up without sowing it.
I see. And what would that be called?
Volunteer crop.
All right. And when you tie wheat up, you tie it up in what?
Bundle.
All right. And if you
before you thresh it, used to. They don't do that now.